Talmud Loima, that's why I need this new pasuk here. Talmud Loima, kekechates oshem hu. No, this oshem etzayra, it still has the lochas like a regular korban chates. Now, what does that mean? Ma chates tuna matan domim v'yemurim gabim mizbeach, just like a regular korban chates. There's the mitzvah to make the dalet zrikas. You have to make four zrikas in the four corners of the mizbeach. With its dam of the korban, v'yemurim gabim mizbeach. You have to burn the fats, the chalif of the korban. You have to burn on the mizbeach. You should know, af oshem toyim matan domim v'yemurim gabim mizbeach. Who are then this korban oshem, an oshem etzayra? Since it had a new chiddush, I don't know. How do I know it? Only because of this new pasuk, kikechates oshemu, to teach us this korban oshem also has the loch of a regular korban oshem. Now, the lawyer had recro, if the pasuk wouldn't have said beferish kikechates oshemu, that this oshem itself is like a chatis, hava mina, I would have thought, lamai de nofak nofak. The carved Oshem Mitzvah Torah says a new parsha, you have to have boyin yad and boyin regal. You have to put the blood on the thumbs. So I would have thought, that's all. Ulamai the loy nofik loy nofik. But in the new parsha, the Torah doesn't say anything else. I will know. I can't learn from the other cloud. There's something that went out of the cloud with the chiddush. It's a new parsha by itself. And I only know what it says in that parsha. It has nothing to do with the first parsha. So, if so, hochinami, the same thing is by Mitzvah Yibum, that Lamaisa, your brother's wife, is an erva. So in Svara, you should not be allowed to marry her. The Torah says a tremendous chiddush now, that when your brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah to you to marry her. That's called a tremendous chiddush. So we say, what's the chiddush? Only in your brother's wife, when that's the only erva, only Eshestach. But in the case where your brother's wife is also your daughter, or else your mother-in-law, then you have no right, you could be my yabno. That's a new parsha, the new chiddush does not go back to teach us on the old cloud. So Melo, back to the kasha, what's the havamin in the world to say? You could be miyabin, your own daughter. Yes, Moses is about hochinami, same thing over here. Havamina. Eisha sach the ishtara ishtaroi. Only an eisha sach, your brother's wife alone, only your brother's wife. The Torah said there's a mitzvah to be miyabma. But shara roi is loy, in the case that your brother is married to your mother-in-law or to your daughter, and then if your brother dies, there's no havamin in the world that you should be miyabma. So the original kasha, what do we need a pasuk for? Shita, you can't be miyabma. You see how far you have to medayik in every word in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say anything extra. The Torah says a pasuk to say you can't be miyabma. There has to be a reason why the pasuk said it. In Svara, we wouldn't know it. There's also what Akdor is that things that we know in our Svara is also Midiraisa. Something that's a Svara is also called Midiraisa. A lot of times the Gemara asks the question, Svara hi, lamali kro? And something that's a Svara, we can understand in our Svara, you don't need a pasuk for it. But that's the whole kashir also. Because a Svara pshuta to say you can't be miyabim, your own daughter. So why do I need a pasuk for to tell me you can't do it? Pshita you can't. Svara says no. Elo salkutartach aminach, no, I still would have thought not like that. There's a havamin to say you would be allowed to be miyabin your own daughter. Because teisi b'mamatzinu. Let's start it off with a regular mamatzinu. Me'eshesach, for your brother's wife. Ma'eshesach, miyabmo, just like your brother's wife, even though she's an erva, you're allowed to be miyabmo. Maybe, afachos isha, the same thing, even though your brother married your wife's sister. It's now your wife's sister, Afa Chois Isha. Even your wife's sister also to Siyabim. Maybe also you'd be allowed to be Miyabim. It's a portion of Mamatsinu. The same way he's there, the same way here. Fretting more, no, that's no Svara. Midami, Hosom Chad Isura, Hocha Trey Isura. Over there, it's only one Issa. Like it's a Chiddush, but who does I said before, really? And so Havamin here is also very Shmer. Rebecca talks about it. Like what does Havamin here? So we said before, the Mamet Sinu is no Mamet Sinu. It's a Chiddush over here. So the Gemara answers, you can't learn out Eshesach to all other Ervas. Eshesach is only one, but other ones are two. So when you have two Isurim, where it's your brother's wife, plus she's your wife's sister, or she's your daughter, or she's your mother-in-law, Pshita, you can't be Miyabna. So Gemara says, no. Now at the time, I would have thought like this. Hoyo the Ishtari. Maybe there's a new swirl like a migu. The Rashi top Rashi. In the middle, hoyo v'yishtari. Isur eishasach. Shohoyo aleho. Kishimes achibloi bonim. What happened? Your brother was married. Now, when your brother is married, his wife is also to you. It's called your brother's wife. When your brother dies, that's a matir. That's called ishturi. Your brother's death is a cause that the Torah should be matir, take off isurim. Is maybe there's a swear, once the Torah is taking off isurim, ishtori nam yisra chais isha. There's a migu, like migu, the Torah takes off this isur, who of them will take off another isur also? Not as esed dechalais say. Swear from ishturi. In other words, when you be miyabim, it's not the pshat is really a tesa dechalois to say. It's ishturi, she's mutter for you now. Now when your brother dies, his wife becomes mutter. She becomes happy, you're allowed to do it. So the Torah took that isur and was matter it. So maybe it's a slow when the Torah is be matter isurim, like mali chad, mali trei, the Torah now says this isha becomes mutter. As if to say, we don't look upon the isurim. True up until now, this Isha was also to you, she's your daughter, she's your wife's sister, but now that there's a Mrs. Yibam, when your brother dies, the Torah says this Isha now, we're taking off her Isurim, we're being matter her Isurim, because we want you to marry her. So that's the Svara Ishtri, that since the Torah took off the Isur, Eisha Sach, Malichad is a Malichad, Malichrei Isurim. The Svara, a new Svara, Hovi Ishtri. Since the Torah took off the Yisra together, the Torah wants you, this Isha, even though she was awesome, there's a new happening that takes off the Yisurim. So the thought is, my not commit how many Yisurim? We're taking it off. New Star of history.
From the Gemara
now, we minot tamer. How do we know this, such a Svar like this? Well, minot tamer, the Arminon, hail the Yisra. How do we know this? The Tanya will learn like this. Mitzayra shechal shmini shalai b'erev haPesach. A mitzayra that was tamei, finally the nega went away, so now we waited 7 days, he became tor, on the 8th day now is the day for him to bring his korbanos. So he's called the Mechusta Kippurim, he didn't bring his korbanos yet, he still has tumen again to catch him, he's still called tamei. Still on the 8th day he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Indian of a mitzayra, he has to stand outside the Shar Nikner, that's outside the Azara, outside the Ezra's Yisrael, and he puts his hands inside the door, that the Kohen spritches from the blood onto his hands. So his hands he puts... He's got some Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shalai Be'erev Pesach. So it comes out now on Erev Pesach. Like Rashi says, Shmini Shaloi, Shuyoyim Havoris Kabbalistov. This is the day you have to bring his Kabbalist now. Vitzorach Lovoi Bahamar Bayas. He has to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Vilahamoid Vishan Nikner. He stands outside the Ezra's Yisrael in Shan Nikner. Vilahachnis Yodov Yazorah. He only puts his hands through the gates into the Yazorah. Litim in Adam Labahonis. That the Kohen has to put from the blood of the Korban Oshim onto his thumbs. And onto of the hand and on the feet. Now, that's the luck of a regular mitzvah. What happened to this mitzvah was it became a Baal Keri. So Mara says, V'roa Keri Bay Bayim. He became a Baal Keri that day. V'tovel, and right afterwards he went to the mikvah. Rashi, V'koil V'roa Keri. Lochi Noka Keri. Why did it say he saw Keri? He saw Zerah come out of his body. V'loi Tuma Sheretz on the Vela. V'tome Sheretz. V'afilu Thomas Meis. Nechnosim Harabayis. That's nothing wrong. When you become tor, you can go into the Harabayis. You can go into the Beis HaMikdash. Kil Meforesh Biel Dvorim. Shenem Avigach Moshe Satsmas Yosef Imoi. That Moshe brought Yatsmas Yosef with him into the Beis HaMikdash. Into the Mokim HaKadosh. V'shah Niknor Le'nizkacha B'gdusha Tazora. In other words, in Machna Leviya, just on the Harabayis itself, even though you're Tomei Meis, you're allowed to go into Machna Leviya. Moshe was always in Machna Leviya. True, Machna Kuna he can't go into. Inside the Azara, Tomei Meis can't go into. Now here where the Mitzvah stands, he stands in the Shah Nikner. Rashi says, Loinis Kacha Mekdushas Azara. That Shah, that gate is outside the Azara. It does not have the Kedusha of the Azara. See, from Ezra Yisrael inwards, is called Machna Kuna. That has the more strict Kedusha. So the Shah Nikti with the Mitzvah stands does not have that strict Kedusha. But I mean the Mekhetah Tzorah. For Rehen Karabayis, it only has the Locha like Machna Leviya. That's the Harabayis, the Beis HaMikdash, the Har, is called Machna Leviya. V'yochol tomei meis l'konis l'shom. A regular tomei meis could go into the machna leviyah. Avo bal keri, but a bal keri mishtalaya chus l'shnei machanois. A bal keri cannot go into machna leviyah either. He could only go into machna Yisrael. Not into Yerushalayim he's allowed to go, but not into the Arabayis. That's why the Maisa today we don't go past the Kaisel, because past the Kaisel is called already Machna Leviyah. We hold Halavai that up until the Kaisel, that's the beginning of the Harabayis. From back of the Kaisel, it's only called Machna Yisrael. That's only called Kedushas Yerushalayim, that even a Tomei Meis and a Balkeri is allowed to go. But inside the Kaisel, that's the beginning of the Harabayis, that's the beginning of the Machna Leviyah, that a Thomas Kerry can't go there. Avo Balkeri Mishtaleach Chus L'Shtei Machnes Kizav Kudaporash Biel Dvorim Vizav Kozav Rabbos Balkeri. So who is this Mitzar is up the creek now, you say. He's Balkeri today, so he can't go into the Beis Hamikdash into Machna Leviyah. He can't go to Shan Nikner. And the Maisa today is Erev Pesach. If he doesn't go to Shan Nikner today to become Tor tonight, he can't bring a Korban Pesach. He's going to have Tumas Mitzar on him. So what should he do? The halacha is, even though he was tevil, is Amr Chacham Nachum say, Afa pi shein tful yoin acha nichnas, even though regular Balkeri, even though you went to the mikveh that day, Kozman, it doesn't become night, it's not Heron Shemesh, it didn't become night time yet, you still have tumor on you, you're not allowed to go into Machna Leviyah, you can't go into the Harabayis, Zeh nichnas, this Balkeri, since he's a Metzorah, and since it's Erev Pesach, he's allowed to go into Shar Nikner. He could go into the Azorah. Why? Not to the Azorah, into the Harabayis, into Machna Leviyah. Why? Mutiv sheyovoy esay sheyesh bekoris v'yidcha esay shein bekoris. It's kedai to do an essay that it be over the Yisra Esay. In other words, that the Balkeri has a mitzvah essay to be mishaleach, go out of the Machna. That's a mitzvah essay. If you go into the Machna, you're over that Isra Asay. It's kedai to be over this Isra Asay in order to be able to do the Korban Pesach at night, which is a mitzvah asay sheyesh bekoris. If you don't bring Korban Pesach, you chayiv koris. So that essay is more strict. We care more that you should become tor to bring the Korban Pesach rather than being over this Avera now of a Tumas Keri going into Machna Leviyah. That's the halacha. Now, the Yom Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yechonin says, Tva Torah Filu Esel Espey.
He holds that Midiraisa of Balkeri is allowed to go into the Harabayis, into Machna Leviyah. What's the Raya Shenem? Because the Pesach says, Vayamad Yoshofet Bekal Yud Lefnei Chotzer HaKadosha. Is my Chotzer HaKadosha, what does it mean, the new Chotzer? And this Yom Rabbi Yechonin, the Gishish of Yom Rabbi, Shechitshu Bo Dvorim. He was Mechadishtim Midrabon and New Halochis. The Omru and the Rabbanan said, Tful Yom lo yikonas l'machna leviyah. That it's full Yom, if you are Balkeri, even if you went to the mikvah, you're not allowed to go into the machna leviyah. But mash mitzoni with the Rabbanan. So therefore here, mid yiraisa, the Balkeri is allowed to go into the machna leviyah, according to Rabbi Yechonin. Now the Gemara says, the Omar Ula, my tam, what's the reason? Hoyel v'huta litzorato yhuta l'kiryuv. That since you're allowed to go in because you're Metzorah, you could go in even because you're a Keri. So Rashi brings down, really, Ula is answering the Gemara in Zavochim, that Ula's Shita is, Bia b'niksas ishma bia. So really it's a kash, every Metzorah, how could you put your hands or your thumbs into the further into Shar Nikner, which is the Machna Shechina ready, the Churi now to go into the Machna Shechina. So Teretz says is a special heter for Metzorah to put his hands into the Machna Shechina. So therefore, since a regular Mitzvah has this heter, who are there now, even if you're a Balkeri, which is an Issachi of Chorus, Benesse, Sheish by Chorus, not to go into the Azorah, still we say the Svarav Hutter, Hoyov Hutter, Litzaratoi, it's also Hutter, Likiriyev.
His foot, right? So how can he do that? So one Mandiyama says, Bia b'miksas loishime bia. That's not called coming in, there's no Issa. Ula holds no, it is called an Isser. A regular person, if that's Tomei, can't even put his hands inside. Why is a Mitzvah allowed to? Be'ech, the Torah gave a new heta. Ishtari. The Torah was matter of Mitzvah to put his hands into the Azara. Even though he has Tumas Mitzvah, he's not allowed to go into Machna Shechina. Still, here the Pesach is matter, gave an Ishtari. So Yechonin says, since the Torah was matter the mitzvah to go inside, who are then the Torah was also matter to Tumas Keri? Even though this person has a Tumas Keri on him, midyaraisa now he's mutter to go in. You see a small history. Since you have Tumas Mitzvah, and by a Mitzvah, by the eighth day, when you bring your hands in, the Torah took off Yisurim. When the Torah takes Yisurim off you, might not mean how many Yisurim you have on you. Even if you have Tumas carry on you also, still the Torah takes it off. So you see such a Svara, when the Torah goes to be matter something, it takes off all the Yisurim that are on it. So that's what it says, the Lashon, my time, hoye v'huta l'tzeratoi, since there's a new heter for him to go in with his Tumas Mitzvah, huta l'carry up, he also has a heter to go in, even though he has a Tumas carry on.
You can say that about Pitoy also.
Right, that's what we're saying, right, that's the Torah style. Well, that's what we want to say, right, tell the Yisrael history, that since the Torah was mati your brother's wife, to be miyabim him, so minas kamin, if it's your sister also, if it's your wife's sister, if it's your daughter, if it's your mother-in-law, the Torah gave a heter.
So that's
the Habamina, right? Yeah, so Mela would be good. Why need a Pasuk, right? The Mara says, no, you didn't get the, we didn't get the Teretz yet. And the Mara, no, me dummy is this, one has to do with the other. Me dummy, the Yula, is our case, Daimatullah.